This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni.
If people are familiar with the shows that I usually do, which are the grittier, edgier, usually like rock kind of shows, this is the complete opposite. This is very sweet. It's very loving, but not in the way that you feel like you want to, you know, like throw up in your mouth a little bit.
That is Wilmington actor and director Anthony Lawson. We're talking about Who Am I This Time? A play based on love stories by Kurt Vonnegut, which seems like a very strange thing. These are love stories.
They are love stories.
And yet they're not traditional love stories.
I wouldn't say that they were traditional. It's basically Kurt Vonnegut's version of Our Town.
The stories are probably not the most well-known.
Well, they're all from his first short story collection, which is called Welcome to the Mucky House. And that's probably one of the most accessible Vonnegut reads out there. The first story is about a young man who is in the army and has left the army abruptly to tell a childhood love of his that he's in love with her right before she gets married.
That one is called Long Walk to Forever.
And the second one, Who Am I This Time, the actual story that the play gets its name from, is about a young lady who starts doing community theater in a town and falls in love with the very charismatic lead actor without knowing that if he's not acting, he has no personality whatsoever. Like zero. He doesn't interact with people. He doesn't hang out. He only comes alive when he has a script and he's playing someone else. And then the third one is taking a look at what it's like to be with someone for a very long time and how that makes you feel, and if it's a good idea to stay with that person, or if you leave, was that a bad idea?
That one is Go Back to Your Precious Wife and Son.
So you're basically hitting the three stages. You're hitting youth, middle-aged, and older life with these three stories.
I asked Anthony what Vonnegut fans will find that resonates with the author's better-known works like Cat's Cradle, Breakfast of Champions, or Slaughterhouse-Five.
The most Vonnegut part of this is the characters. A typical love story, you know the characters, you know the scenarios that they would be in, but when you throw Vonnegut into the mix, the characters are a little weirder. Their hang-ups are not your traditional hang-ups. You know, I mean, you see a person that is just a blank slate and cannot interact with another human being on a emotional level. But then once you put a script in their hand and they become just like, they light up. That's not something you typically find in reality. And it's Vonnegut saying whatever he's saying about either acting or about how true emotions are or how well that you can get along with someone as long as you don't mind the fact that some part of it's artificial. So while it's a love story, I mean, if you really think about it, it's not.
Or is it? That was Anthony Lawson, director of Who Am I This Time, presented by Big Dog Productions tonight through February 18th, a Vonnegut Valentine. Find details at whqr.org. I'm Gina Gamboni with Communique.